Hello, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship, and we're going to go to the Light Ship tonight for healing at the later part of the show here, so do stay on board here, and we may run over just a little bit to do this session here. So if you haven't been on the Light Ship, it's a wonderful experience to be with these light being doctors, and you're transported out of time. So this is not a UFO experience. This is actually light beings working with you. So it's completely different. These are much higher frequency beings. So this is just kind of what I wanted to add in here, because some people kind of ask me, they say, well, are you from three-dimensional UFO and a Pleiadians or Arcturians or whatever? And no, these are actually true light beings. These are the divine energies that created you, and they're here to do the ascension process. So it's a little different venue. The terms and some of the languages may be similar, but because that's the way we talk nowadays. Remember, when Jesus came, who used the light ship, it was probably different. He used the word Father. Now you interchange that with creation light ship for most of what would be in the Bible. So here we go. We're going to do some healing right now to get everybody in tune for the healings in a few minutes here. So I'll just talk about the light ship momentarily. It comes here once every 2,000 years to do the ascension process. And in this process, they're here to help us get into our bodies and to bring forth teachings. And the teachings are the same that Jesus had, just very basic, to go with inside. Don't go outside of yourself and search around for spirituality, because you have it all inside of yourself. Your spirit is very smart, very astute, and it knows how to do the ascension process. So what we're going to do next here is a chakra clearing for everyone. The light ship will do this for you. And these healings that we do, there's nothing for you to do. You just sit back and relax and experience the healing. So you don't have to really, you know, you can even have your legs crossed if you want to do that. It makes no difference. They're not even concerned on earthly information here, because they're much more advanced than what we have here as far as the belief systems that we have on the earth plane here in 3D. So we're going to do a chakra alignment and just kind of sit back and relax. Go into your heart center first, where your spirit resides. And there's many energetic bodies. There's 108 of them that is used to make up the hologram, if you would, of our physical body. And they're realigning the chakra system so you can get maximum healing today here during this program. So here we go. Perfect. Heart chakra is good. Go to your throat. Wonderful. Well, you must be really in tune tonight, like the show last night. Third eye feels good. Power chakra, a couple of you have them reversed, so we're going to have to do a little more work here to move them around here. There we go. Good. And second chakra. And first chakra. Wonderful. Going to do an opening now. And the opening is to allow you to get more energy in your body. A lot of people say, gee, after I have my chakras open, I get this surge of energy, which is the way it's supposed to be, okay? So if you do feel a surge of energy, it means that you have more spiritual energy working with you. So here we go, heart chakra. I use the word spin to open it up. It'll go body width for you. Normally it's about 2 to 3 inches, so in diameter. So here we go, heart chakra. Spin, 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 spin. Well, like we can hear Don in the background, I think. Do you want to give Don a call, Sylvia?
Sure thing.
Okay, spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. Wonderful. And now go up to your third eye. Sixth chakra, spin, 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 open. And now we're going back down below the heart, your solar plexus, your tummy area. Spin, 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 open. And now we're going to your second chakra. Spin, 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 open. First chakra, spin, 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 open. So, maybe somebody could tell me, maybe on the fast chat, if my voice is okay now with the background music or something there, if I'm coming through okay. So next what we're going to do is, and if you could hear me okay, and then I can redo the process over again. We're now going to do an entity clearing. And again, these are emotional bodies of people who passed on normally. There are other energies too, which we talked about, but we're not concerned right now with them here. So again, just kind of sit back and relax as we're taking away these wonderful energy G's that are with you. They need life force, so they're there to take it from you. Remember, they need to have a body to live in. And if you're out of your body, they can come into you because you're a host, and they'll come in and take your life force and drain it from you. So here we go. We're going to bring in more of your spirit fragments of you that's left from pain and trauma and fear. So we're going to bring them back. And great, the music is off. Wonderful, okay? And I'll count to 10 as you come into yourself more. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, bringing more of you in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. Okay, next we're going to do, we'll do one more clearing here. So taking away more entities and bringing more of you back. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Great. Now we're going to do the mind to the heart drop. Taking your awakening consciousness, could be you called your ego self, what you're thinking inside of your head. We're going to bring that down into your heart center. It has to surrender to your heart. It's a different energy body, and it needs to come into the heart for you to get your spiritual guidance. So here we go. We'll just count to from 10 down to 1. Like an elevator dropping, your forehead is the 10th floor, your heart's the first. So here we go. We're going down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay. And what we're going to do next here to get you a little more complete, I'd like you to scroll down on our information here. And you're going to see a beautiful light being there. If you're brand new to the show, just click on one of our shows, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or Saturday, Creation Lightship Healing. And you're going to go down about an inch and a half on your scroll bar, and you see a beautiful light being there. What we're going to do is we're going to have the lightship bring down to us here our twin flame energy. And this will be also us. And we're going to have it come through this light beam picture here. And this is just for you. It'll only be your own frequency coming into you, even though there's a lot of computers turned on at this time. So this will also work on the archives. And this energy will stay with you for probably a couple of minutes here before it leaves you. So the lightship has to create a space for it to come in, because your twin flame energy, and along with you in your perfection, has a hard time staying 100% on your body because of the densities here. So we can at least connect you momentarily down here in the physical with this here. So again, I'm going to count to 10. And this is kind of a song from Van Halen, Love Walks In. This is love walking into you. This is your spiritual aspects of you coming in. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'll just have you sit with this energy for a couple of minutes here, put some music on, and allow you just to experience your wholeness. they should be very well centered in your heart now. And we'll turn it over to Sylvia. So, Sylvia, are you there tonight?
Yes, I'm here. Hello, everyone, and welcome. And thank you so much for those beautiful healings, Ron. That was wonderful. So, speaking of healings, that's our topic for tonight. And as Ron said earlier, the Creation Lightship is here to facilitate the universal shift. And they're bringing physical healing and spiritual teachings to humanity. And our whole theme for tonight's program is going to be the different healing modalities on the Creation Lightship. And we're going to do two different things. We're going to have some of the light being doctors from the Creation from the Creation Lightship actually come in through the Lightship insignia, and they'll be bringing their energy here so that you can request healings from them and be able to experience that right here in your own space. And that's great because also those will be active on the archives for people that are listening to the program later on. And we'll talk about physical healing, what causes physical diseases and illnesses and so forth, kind of a new perspective on that for many of you, I'm sure. We'll talk about how our invisible bodies get clogged up with energies and prevent our life force from being able to come in. We'll talk about all kinds of things that actually prevent people from being able to hold on to a physical healing and what you can do about those things. And then after we've had a chance to do that and to experience some of the light being teams, we'll actually go to the Creation Light, to the Creation Lightship for additional healing for anybody that would like to do that. And that part of the show will not work on the archives, but anybody that's here listening tonight will be able to do that. So sit back, relax, and stay with us, and we're going to have a wonderful, beautiful night of healing. So I guess we'll just start out by talking with Ron about what causes physical diseases. And if you have any specific questions related to that topic or what we're talking about tonight, please go ahead and get onto the BBS Fast Chat. You just click onto BBS Fast Chat under the beautiful light being picture there, and that'll bring up a window for you to type in a question, and we'll get to as many of those as we can tonight. So over to you, Ron, to talk to us about the cause of physical disease.
Okay. Basically, what we have is many energetic bodies. Like I said earlier, there's 108 of them that make up our hologram. And if any one of those is not in spiritual alignment, which means that it could have densities placed in it or around it or connected to densities, you're going to have a pretty hard time healing. The light ship does as much as it can do to eliminate these from people. But, you know, it's kind of like a process. The most important thing is to have an emotional clearing, which enables you to get your spirit more fully into your body, because your spirit member is love energy, and it can't come into judgment, which is what emotions are. Other reasons why people, you know, kind of have a hard time healing is because you could be carrying with you, meaning your spirit, okay, it could have energies attached to it, or it couldn't, maybe it's not in wholeness from other incarnations before it came to the earth plane here. So you could be carrying energies associated with your spirit and having actually a wounded spirit without it knowing it. Remember that the light doesn't judge, and so if your spirit doesn't realize that it's damaged, it'll never really know that unless it really gets looked at and you're able to actually fine-tune that energy to do that. I do a special healing for that. When I started doing this, I was told that it was only done like just a handful of times, like two or three times throughout creation, to actually have someone go back to their original spirit incarnation from the light ship and have all those lifetimes actually cleared and have the spirit actually healed from, you know, probably billions of lifetimes. So we do that through one of our sessions here if you're interested in that. And also what can happen is you could be in alignment with some dark energies. Maybe in the past, maybe you were on the wrong side of the fence, so to speak. Maybe you caused harm and and you're still in alignment with those dark energies, maybe from a past life, before you even incarnated here. So that's one reason why you may not be healing. Getting more into the earth plane here now. Mainly it is that your body is a walking judgment factory, and it's created from your ancestors' beliefs. And so whatever they believed in their lifetime, maybe they didn't believe in having a spiritual healing. And maybe that was 10,000 years ago. Well, that energy could still be with you, even though you think that maybe, you know, you believe in it 100% in this lifetime. So there's a whole bunch of things that can cause or be the reason why you don't heal. The main reasons getting into this lifetime, aside from the other ones, is the fact that, number one, you could have many parallel lives bringing back to you a wounded spirit. Remember, your spirit has to be whole and complete for you to heal, because that's its job, is to heal your body. So if you have a parallel life, and maybe you're walking around with a missing leg, and in this lifetime you have a leg problem, how can your spirit possibly heal your leg if it's you know, actually wounded itself and has no leg? And so that's one reason. Another reason could be of having past life traumas through genetics, and also past life traumas of your spirit through its incarnations. So there's a lot of things that can actually cause it. And getting more closer to home now, number one, you have to be in your body 100% to have a 100% healing. You know, if you're only 20% in, like most people are, then, you know, you're not going to get that total divine energy coming into you, because, you know, it just can't. It's impossible to have a healing when you're not in your body fully. And then from there, that spiritual energy gets handed over to these other, say, 107 other bodies, since your spirit body is one of those. And how dense are those bodies, okay? So any density there that you don't even know about that's happening to you is another reason why people don't heal. I guess the other main reason, too, getting closer to home, is entities. So entities need a life force, you know. They need to have a way to get their energy to live on. And so when entities come into you or attach to you through an illness, maybe let's say that you have a burnt hand. Well, the entity does not have to come into your body. It can just kind of lay on the outside of you, kind of like a fly, in a sense, and take your life force energy from you. And so, you know, entities also cause that. So you want to get rid of entities also. So there's a whole lot of things that can cause or be the reason why you don't heal. And what the main thing is, you know, in order to do all that you can do, is to get into your body so at least you have a good chance to heal and to get rid of the entities that are preventing you from taking the energy into your body. So the body here is has a lot of difficulties, unfortunately, for healing, but that's probably the main reason. If you're not in your body enough, you have entities, you have baggage, which is preventing the healing from taking place. And as Jesus said, it's your faith that healed you. Well, breaking that down into a more simpler way, it's not really your faith, okay? It's your ancestors' beliefs and judgments is why you don't heal. So let's not talk about you yourself, okay? Because you may believe it 100%. But what is your cellular memory saying about that healing? Maybe it in different lifetimes it went to maybe a church and, you know, wanted to be healed and you didn't get healed. And so maybe that's passed on to the child of the person, and then from there, you know, it gets passed on to you. And so this is kind of how it works. So the main thing is to clean yourself out of judgment so you can take higher frequency energies into your body, and to have your spirit be the conduit for this. Okay, Sylvia, I guess back to you.
Well, can you talk a little bit about how our belief systems come into play as far as whether or not we can accept a healing?
Okay, the beliefs that we have in this lifetime are kind of, it's very helpful to believe that you are going to have a healing, although most people put their belief outside of themselves, which means that, let's say you go to a doctor and the doctor gives you a pill. Well, you're believing that the doctor is giving you the right pill and that this pill is going to heal you. Whether the pill is going to work or not, it's kind of your belief and your faith wrapped up into that. And so you're putting your faith into something that's going to work. You know, if somebody had a belief that a rabbit's foot would heal them, I pity the poor rabbit, but or anything like that, even a coin or a crystal, if they have that belief, then automatically they're running their spiritual energy very strongly in themselves, knowing that they're having some spiritual help in something outside of themselves. But truly, it's actually your spirit that heals you. Nothing outside of yourself can heal you. It's the conduit that the spirit needs to heal yourself, and opening up yourself mind-wise so that you're able to have the mind connect to your heart is where the healing takes place. The mind is not going to heal you. It's the mind connection to the heart is where the energy is going to be. Back to you, Sylvia.
All right. Well, we do have a number of questions on the fast chat. But I was wondering if we could bring in one of the doctor teams and start those healings up, and then we'll take up those questions.
Okay, so I think we're going to bring in one of the teams here. I have quite a few to bring in who would like to come to help us here. They're going to come in through the light beam. So have that on your monitor screen here if you wish to have that experience by seeing the energies change. We're going to bring in a team of doctors. These are all males. There's 12 of them, so it's actually four teams. And this is what I call a trauma team. And this is how they want to be kind of acknowledged as a trauma team. What happens is that since the light ship works multidimensionally throughout the universe, there are many, many life forms that come to them for healing also. And there are, I'll use the term, extraterrestrial races that actually do use the light ship as long as they go along with the protocol from the light ship of you know, love and light, we'll say, okay? So sometimes they'll have cases where they cannot actually work on these beings themselves because they don't have the frequencies to do it with or the knowledge, even though they are, you know, extraterrestrial. And so this team here is what would normally be working with a lot of these individuals of other life forms who cannot be helped by their own healing modalities. So there's 12 of them that are going to be coming into the light beam right now. And this is very special. They chose to come in to help some people here, so probably all of us, but I think there's some special ones online who need some serious help. So what we're going to do now is probably about a three-minute session here. And they're going to be coming in, so just kind of watch your monitor screen. There'll be 12 light beings coming to assist here. And I only want you to request one particular healing. And we'll see what they can do. Remember, the healing will take place according to how much you're in your body and how much energy you released from your densities that caused your illness, which is your past lives, basically. Judgments from your ancestors, which is what makes up your physical body today. So here we go. They're coming in right now. Okay. And the request healing now. They're coming in. They're going to enter your heart center to work with you. So you may feel your heart getting warm. Remember, your spirit is the gateway, so your spirit has to okay for them to come into you. They won't come in unless you're willing to ask for help through your heart. And there, they're coming in now. Wonderful. So sit back and relax and request your healings. And we'll put some music on here to allow you to just be in a state of peace here and relaxation. And you don't want to meditate. If you meditate, you're out of your body typically, and you won't have a healing. Stay alert and awake, but stay in your heart. And next we're going to bring in another team. And I'm going to bring in myself up on the light ship and also the team that I work with. So they're going to come to you right now. And here they come again. And I'm going to bring in 24 doctors right now to help everyone online here. So they're coming in right now. And here we go. Okay, again, request your healings. Just ask for one thing, please. We'll put some music on, and here we go. Bring in the team of Janina, and she'll be coming in through this same light beam on your monitor screen here, and her team is going to be just like 18 doctors, so request healing right now, and we'll see you back again in a few minutes. bring in another team. And this is a different type of being. These are actually birds. So it's going to be the birds coming here. There's many types. And a lot of them look like the birds we have here, but they're also a healing team that are going to be looking like birds in their next incarnation after the universal shift. So you may actually see visions of birds. So here they come. And they're very gentle. And they'll probably be actually chirping and singing their songs to you. So here they come to this light being here. So just enjoy this healing and request one particular healing. To feel great, ask for a tune-up. Another team here, and this is a team of water spirits. There's many of them, different types, so again, just sit back and relax and request your healing, and they're going to be here right now to help you with this here. They'll come in like raindrops. They have different energies, maybe different colors, if you would. So you're going to be showered with this beautiful energy. You may see them now come out of this light being here, coming all around you. Thank you. bring in one more energy. We're bringing the energy of Mother Mary through the light being here. So, and here she comes. So just sit back and relax, and again, request your healing. Mother Mary. Open your heart up to these healings. Thank you. Okay, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you again.
Oh, okay, so, wow, that was very, very wonderful and very, very special. I hope everyone had a wonderful healing there and a beautiful experience. So thank you to the Light Ship and all the wonderful Light Being doctors that came in to work with us. So in a little bit, we're going to go to the Light Ship for healing. And from time to time, people ask about, well, you know, what goes on there and how do you request a healing? What types of healing should you request? A physical healing or a spiritual healing, that type of thing. So can we talk a little bit about that type of thing before we go up to the ship, Ron?
Yes, the healings on the Light Ship are probably almost always physical healings for people. They don't work on your spirituality, you know, to become more spiritual. They don't work on abundance. They work on your physical body. This is what their main concern is, to have your body prepared for ascension. And so what you want to do is probably request maybe one or two problems that you might have. If you feel normal and fine, ask for a tune-up, okay? I like people down here to think of what they'd like to have worked with. And also, when you're on the Light Ship, you're there physically. This is not a like a spiritual body just going out there or one of the 108 bodies. It's all of you going to the Light Ship. And like I said earlier, what prevents the healings from occurring down here is basically your baggage and not being in your body enough with your spirit. So you are healed up there. I've seen people up there having a leg or an arm that was missing in perfect condition. But because of the beliefs down here, like we said, you know, the beliefs of your ancestors are what you're working with right now. They gave you, in a sense, a gift, we'll say, since we're here in this body. And the gift is their judgments. And we have to release those to get, you know, integrity for ourselves now so that we can do the ascension process. So they're going to do physical healings with you. There's many, many types of light beings there. There's hundreds of them, different life forms, some that we know about from this planet as far as the type, like dolphins and whales and crystals, and there's beings that we've never even imagined that were ever created that are there also. And so what they do is they communicate with us through mental telepathy. If they don't speak English or whatever your language is that you're talking up there, and they'll work with you the best that they can. And you want to request the healing, and that's basically it. This will not work on the archives. I wish that it would, but it can't because of abductions that people have now with the Galactic Federation in charge of our spirituality here. So if we didn't have abductions, then I'd say, you know, it's a possibility, but basically you have to be contacted, like by myself, to go to the Light Ship. You can't go to it any other time. So here we go. Just think of what you'd like to have worked with right now. You may have been doing that so far anyway. And what you want to do, if you wish to bring up an animal or a pet, there are special light beings up there that specialize in plants and animals and pets. So just think of those now. You may feel a white light tunnel forming around you right now. Everyone listening will be going to the Light Ship. So you have to be connected, listening to me physically right now to have this occur. And they're ready to bring you back up to the Light Ship. So we're going right now, and we're there. And our animals and pets and flowers or garden, whatever you brought up, is now leaving us. And we're now having our body scan so they can find out what our problems are in our genetics and also to see what type of being we are. We're now going into the first room, and this room is where they have the real beautiful large hot tubs. We're not in a communal hot tub. We're in our own particular hot tub, so no energies from anyone else will ever mix with you. And we have our own doctor teams that we've selected working with this right now. So I see us in three different colored hot tubs. We're in a violet hot tub, we're in a golden hot tub, and we're in a green hot tub. So, again, just sit back and relax, and we'll be in this hot tub for probably during this whole session here, but I'll come back to you probably in about a half a minute or so. So request your healing, and we'll see you back in a few here. Locations where they're going to help us to release our physical body pain. So if we have any pain in our body or stiffness, just request a healing right now. There's many, many modalities and teams working in this room. And again, just request your healing. And stay in your heart center or stay in your body. Another location now, and this location is where they're going to be scanning us for cancer, and they have a special procedure for this here. I'm not allowed to see what happens, so we're in this room right now, so you may feel energies working with you, and just sit back and relax here. We'll just see what happens here. Just request healings, and we're in another room where they're working with our toes too, giving us like a little toe massage. It's very nice, very relaxing. Everybody loves it, and they're also working with our shoulders now to relax the muscles in our shoulders and take away tenseness. So, see you back in a few minutes. Thank you. to go into another room, and this room is a special room. This is where they have a waterfall. This will do a cleansing on your auric field. There's a lot of plants in there, like ferns and beautiful flowers and birds and dragonflies and bees, etc. And right now you're in this waterfall having your auric field cleansed, and it's just very refreshing. And the water is silver and sparkles like diamonds. It's the same water that the dolphins and whales swim in. So here we go. We're in this room right now. So again, you know, request your healing. And we'll see you back in a few minutes here. Go into another favorite location. And this is again where they have the liquid light water swimming pools. And coming to us are going to be the golden whales. They're very, very beautiful. So again, just sit back and relax as these beautiful whales come to do healing with you. There's three of them. And they're just very, very precious. So you're in the water swimming and they're here now. And just relax and request your healings. Okay, we'll go on to one final room here. And this is a very special room. And this is where your spirit was created on the creation light ship many eons ago. And this energy will be the totality of you, which will be with your twin flame energy. Remember, your twin flame energy goes out just like you do to experience life throughout the cosmos. So here we go. So we're going to go into this room, and I'll count to 10. And the door's opening up now, and inside of this room is your beautiful spirit, and it's going to walk into you. This is what we call love comes walking in. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And just have this wonderful experience now. Divine communion with yourself. going to start to come back from the light ship. So we're going to the orientation room where we selected our doctor teams. And we're now going into the transporter room. And our animals and pets and whatever else we brought up, our flowers, maybe a garden, are coming to us now. And we're getting ready to come back here. Remember, you're up on the light ship in your physical body form. And we're coming back down right now. And now we're here. And this is like what we're going to be doing, in a sense, a week from today, which will be a special four-hour light ship healing. So if you like what you just experienced, definitely get on the call. It's only $60, and it starts at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. You can just give me an email if you wish and connect with me that way if you are interested in coming on the call. So, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, well, that was wonderful. That was absolutely wonderful. Beautiful night of healing. And I know that a lot of people had questions that we just weren't able to get to tonight because we concentrated on the healings. So we'll take those up another time. So hang in there and enjoy the rest of your weekend with this beautiful energy. And we will be back on Monday at 4 Pacific. And until then, much love to all of you. And good night from me. And over to you, Ron.
Okay, so I guess I'll say blessings to all of you, too. And we have one-hour conference calls Monday and Friday for only $20, too, for those who are interested in having physical healings. And we'll be seeing you also on Monday. So blessings to all of you, and good night.
Good night.